3.5 months ago, Adam Williams and Leah Heyman set out from Brunswick, Maine, headed for California by bicycle, with two goals in mind.
We left Maine April 21st with the intent of cycling across the United States to document emerging farm and school connections and collaborations that are happening, and to raise awareness for the need for school nutrition reform. We're also raising $10,000 for a pilot school program back in Maine to provide a year's worth of locally produced vegetables and dairy and meat products that will then be donated to a public school.
The riders were in their 101st day on the road when KRCB caught up with Adam by cell phone Tuesday afternoon on the side of the highway somewhere near Lake Berryessa. Williams is a 2009 graduate of Sonoma State. He returned to Maine to be an outdoor educator and sometimes substitute teacher in his old hometown. He says that returning to the elementary school environment there helped inspire the ride, which he and Heyman have dubbed Food Cycle.
As an educator, but also as someone who's an activist and passionate about food, it became important to me to try to work towards the benefit of creating an experience for people to have options and to have resources where they don't necessarily have to put foods into their bodies that aren't good for them, that they can have more resources than many of the kids do now, and I certainly have when I was in school.
His own grade school lunch experience, Williams adds, was another motivational factor.
I was reminded of how bad quality of foods in school is by seeing what kids were eating even to this day, and I reflected on my own personal experience, remembering days of the week where I would not eat hot lunch at school. I just refused, whether or not I had brought my own lunch or not. I certainly couldn't identify what the food was, and I knew there was a connection even at a young age and how I felt shortly after what I ate, and that was an important thing for me to learn.
Attending college in Northern California, he says, helped open his eyes to the ways that school lunch programs could be quite different. And as the couple has made their 4,500-mile journey across the continent, they found a number of places where positive changes are already being made.
There definitely isn't the same level of access to locally grown foods and organic foods as there is in California. But surprisingly enough, there were a lot of programs in the Midwest, also East Coast, where they are implementing school garden projects. There are school administrators that are working within their local community to try and encourage better eating habits for students.
The cyclist's route also took them through the region once known as America's breadbasket. But today, Williams says, it's an expansive agricultural food desert.
The agricultural lands of a lot of the United States are committed to large-scale corn, soy, alfalfa, and wheat operations, so there isn't really any food for human consumption being grown in those places. That's a really interesting contrast.
Following their swing through Sonoma County today and tomorrow, Heyman and Williams will follow the coast down to San Francisco, where they will complete their trek and head home. They'll make that return trip by air. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.